The KJS Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
Our guest this Sunday began his walk with music back in Newcastle, that's KZN, and was born into generations of musical tradition with family members that was made up of singers and instrumentalists. Musical heritage became second nature to Siphelelo, and he was inevitably destined to respond to the passion of music in a big way. And we've seen him, you know, on various bandstands and collaborations with some of the greats, such like Shane Pooper, Benjamin Jephtha, Siya Makuzeni, and Konkon Kabinde, alongside, you know, the likes of Musa Manzini and many others. But this time, you know, he returns to the same stages, introducing his debut project. And I remember, in fact, he and I talking about this moment a few years back, and now recently he's just announced the arrival of this wonderful project, a project he would like to, you know, invite you to be a part of, as he reveals the many faces of Lelo Mazibuko. Kofifi FM, please do help me welcome drummer, composer, and scholar of music, Lelo Mazibuko. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
A pleasure to always have you with us. You know, what a journey this has been, you know, to get to this point. Anyway, you are one of the most sought after drummers and musicians who are part of the jazz scene. And I'm certain that this one question, I suppose everyone has been asking, why did it take you so long, you know, to finally come out with your own project?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing about taking time on certain things is understanding seasons. And I think there was a season of learning, a season of being a scholar, a season of being a follower, to fully understand the full business of music. And I think I've been such a scholar of really looking at how to curate, how to fully manage a band, how to lead on stage and off stage, to see what are the loopholes, to see what could be fixed. And I'm such an advocate of of having better relationships in bands and making the working environment a much more pleasing one, and also a one that is very fruitful at the end. Mm. So me taking the time that I took, I think it was a season of learning. And I think it is as important as the time when you are ready to actually release something and tell your narrative to the world.
Hmm. You know, Faces, the name of the project now, you know, almost seems strange that you would call it that when, you know, it could possibly be something loud and animated.
Yeah.
let's reveal maybe to our listeners what is behind this name and why you thought it would be perfect to name it this title.
So Faces is, I think it's really a project that's trying to explore, and its core really look at the different parts of identity as a society, and moreover look at my identity as a musician. A lot of people who know my story and some who don't know my story is that I come from a gospel background. I'm a preacher's kid, and for us, music came through the church, and it comes in a particular way. Mm. And sometimes people find it quite weird that, I mean, I ended up in the space of jazz. A lot of people would have imagined I would have been in gospel fully. But the truth about it is that in my years of being a practitioner of music, I've learned to appreciate every style of music. And that made me a very versatile musician and artist. And the way I take in music and the way I reflect through the music is quite in the space of many faces, if I may say. It carries out many faces. A lot of people would say every time they listen to me, they get quite confused in who is my reference from the point of playing. And the truth about it is that because I've been through the scene of pop, of gospel, of Afro jazz, of Afro pop, of hip hop, of alternative rock, having session at all these different places, it brought me to a place where every time I pull up into a show or I need to present myself in a gig, I end up showing so many faces that surprise people. They're almost in awe of, oh, I didn't know you had this side of you. I didn't know that you could do this. I didn't know you could translate this work of music in a very different way. And that's the one thing that sets me apart in the industry, is the fact that I pride myself in being very versatile, you know. And when I show up in a show, I always say I show up at a show as if this is my last show. And the fact that I want to show up in that way, that means there's a particular face and identity that I come through with, and I wanted to be fully presented out there without holding back. And I think Faces is about not holding back about who I am, from where I come from, and you'll get to see the different faces. And I think sometimes it's also the quite another side of this project is the fact that I am choosing the faces that I want to show you for now. And it's interesting because other people would say, okay, probably then we should have gotten this and this and this and this. And the truth about it is that there's so many sides and so many layers in Lelo that it will take some time for me to unravel everything and show you all the faces that I have.
Thank you. possess. God knows your heart's in distress when your lights are low and you have no one to talk to when the stars are bright. Someone else is not. Don't hold tight.
Very, very interesting that you touch on that. And I think also, it also kind of speaks to maybe a different conversation where I also wanted to ask you, you know, when your love affair happened with jazz music. But for this conversation, having worked with many musicians, I mean, I'm talking names such as Bokani Dai and Duduzo Makatini and Carl Shepherd, including those that we've mentioned earlier. What were some of the highlights and mostly, I suppose, the lessons that you have learned from these musicians and how they've, their teachings, maybe if I'm going to put it that way, have influenced this sound that you are now presenting to us?
The truth about it is that we discover ourselves through reference. We discover ourselves through the process of being stewards, you know, under leadership. And the best way to really learn and find yourself is when you choose to submit, is when you surrender, if I may say. And what one biggest thing that I've learned over the years is learning how to surrender. And you getting to the next level of your playing will be determined by how quickly you surrender to the space that you're in. a lot of people find it very hard to surrender or open up. The point of surrendering is the point of saying, as much as I know so much about music and how I play and the type of music that I'm about to play in, let's say, in the case of doing a show, surrendering almost says, I'm going to choose to be at a point of being lectured even at the gig itself. Which means the possibilities are endless. So which means full surrendering is saying at any point in time, I could learn something. And the biggest lessons that I got from most of these dear friends of mine, and they're my big brothers, is the fact that when you put yourself away or outside of what's happening, and you fully give music the respect that it deserves, you know, and just surrender who you are, surrender what you know, surrender your experience of the last gig that you have, and come through with a clear mindset of this is a different opportunity. This is a different time for me to experience this whole thing. I mean, when we are on stage, we are also going through an experience of this music. And audiences think they are the only ones who get the experience. But we get to live the creativity of that experience. We actually get to see how we can pour things into the pot and how the fragrance come back to us. And that's the most amazing thing. And so over the years, I've really learned how to carry a lot of humility and respect the stage. I sometimes call it respect the altar. That's the, if you respect it as an altar, a space, a sacred space,
absolutely,
a lot of things go in the right direction.
You
respect the altar blesses you back. And that's the one thing that I've gotten in the years that I've been part of this industry.
His name is Lelo Mazibuko, and we're spending time with him this Sunday, Kofifi FM, as he has a brand new conversation that he'd like us, you know, to be a part of and listen to. It is his debut project, and we're talking about it ahead of its release. And the project, Lelo, you know, is a double disc offering that splits into, I dare to call it, Becoming Lelo Mazibuko. Mm-hmm. And then the second one then breaks into This Is Who I Am Now. Let's reflect on this and maybe why you felt it was important to tell the story in two parts.
I think the biggest thing about it is that when I left university and I graduated from UKZN, the School of Music, there were quite a lot of conflicts internally about which space would I ideally fit in. I've always seen myself as a behind-the-scenes person. I did a lot of things with studio production, producing, and so my headspace has always been about productions, how to put productions up. And also, I was a double major at university, so I did PR, marketing, and other stuff. And I've always seen that behind-the-scenes such as a big part that I want to collaborate in and almost give into. And weird enough, I found myself getting booked and busy in performance, and was the plan of being behind the scenes ended up being in front of the scenes, if there's something called that. I found myself in the performing stage. And I really found and realized that the story has been such a long one. It's been a challenging one. I look at how I ended up in the School of Music. The fact that there's never been anyone who studied music in our family, and we actually graduated, and there's never been a jazz musician in our family, is quite a daring story by itself, you know. And I remember the words that my mom said a few years back, where she was just saying, I must always remember the fact that our stories are not the same, and everyone has a particular story they have to live out, and that story becomes the heritage or the new heritage of the family. And I knew that through me, it's a start of something quite new in the family. Whereas we didn't see certain things, I was now the doorway to introducing what is jazz to the family. I mean, I got family members who don't buy jazz music, but who have now started coming to jazz gigs and shows and curations because of association, you know. And for me, that speaks to the fact that where I come from and my whole storytelling is in the space of how did I become who I am as a musician in jazz, and from which point did I also come from?
Oh,
pieces. Scars I left to map out the truth. In this complex world, kings rise and fall. Ordinary people, angels to live, angels to live through.
So the two CD or the double disc album is really trying to narrate the story of who I am, where I come from. And some of the compositions are even compositions that I got from years 2016, 2017, 2019. There's one now I'm like dropping one that says Away From Home. And this was a time where I was on tour, 2018, with a trio, with Bokani Dayo Trio. And it is, yeah, it just reflects on how I felt at the moment, you know, being on tour for quite a long time. But the fact that my mom was the biggest supporter. So my wife will even say it is that every time I post something, the first person who will comment on my post
is mom.
Was on my, yeah, which was quite, interesting. So she always say, oh my gosh, yeah, old age. but I would reflect on moments like that. This is away from home. There's such warmth where you feel like I would not pick any other place to live, but back home, you know.
That's
so even
right.
if I'm away from home, that composition would really reflect how it feels to be home and not away from home. So the album is really storytelling and just, I don't like to say introducing. It's not introducing. It's almost clarifying certain things that are unclear. Assumptions that were there, I get to say, okay, this is who I am.
And of course, we navigate this new journey, you know, with Lelo Mazibuko this Sunday. Of course, the project is called Faces, and he's hanging out with us this Sunday as we unpack here on the K-Jazz Show. You know, Lelo, the project comes out in the new year. This is another intriguing part of this conversation, because when you and I got together and you're like, no, listen, it's not ready, but it's ready. The project comes out in the new year, but you've got a series of drops and listening sessions, you know, that will carry us through this 2024 year, you know, introducing us to the brand new vibe. So let's talk about that and how we can be a part of it. Let's break it down, as you did for me yesterday and many days before.
Yeah. So the biggest thing is sometimes people would focus on album launches, and we think that's the point in time where you need to introduce what you're doing. And I'm at the place where I want to almost adopt people into this family.
Yeah.
The New Age Inc. So this project is called Lelo, the New Age Inc. And the New Age Inc. is pretty much, I would say, is a movement. I don't like to say it's a band. I work with different musicians, and on the album I featured so many artists and so many musicians play on it. And the truth about it, it's about musicians who are coming to a place where they don't want to be bound in a specific genre. Not bound in a specific sound. We are not trying to replicate what jazz has always been. But we're in a place where we are pushing boundaries, as in the New Age. So the New Age Inc. is a movement or a project that's seeking to look at how all the borders cross.
Yeah.
I've traveled quite a lot around the world, from Europe to the States, and the truth about it is that there are so many similarities that we have with a lot of the musicians out there in the world. And the truth about it is that we also want to express this Africanism that we have, that's also, in a way, it's crossing through all the other sounds that we have heard around the world. And so for me, this is so important. And it's such a big thing to actually show that the sound of jazz is evolving. And the truth about it is that we have to give into it.
Yeah.
We almost have to surrender to the movement.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we actually could find ourselves in a place that says, we don't think this is jazz. You know what I mean? But the truth about it is that if we look in jazz in the 50s and we look at jazz in the 60s, it's different. The truth about it is it's very different. And no one knew it would become what it became. And now we're in a total different space, and no one foreseen the fact that jazz would be what it is now. We are definitely in a new era. And I think even our audiences are about to experience jazz in a different way. people are going to stop being locked up in, I'm going to check out a jazz show, or I'm going to check out whatever type of show. But people are going to start appreciating jazz for being such an important a medium of work that delivers sonic information and just also just interrogates particular topics in the world. And I think that's some of the things that are in the album itself. Carry some of the themes of love, talk about politics, we talk about equality, we talk about, this is the first single that I dropped in 2020 was basically about love. But also in the same way, it was also trying to address the fact that we just keep killing each other instead of finding love that it can lead us, you know. It's almost like the more we focus on what bad things are happening, that when they keep on increasing. Whereas then if we actually focused on love, we would actually experience more love. That's just some of the
manifesting it all. You know, I want us to, you know, to talk about what you want us to take away from the debut, maybe. And you've partially answered that. You know, you're introducing yourself as someone who isn't in fact a brand new artist, but you have always been in the jazz scene, you know, and you've always been a part and parcel of the many other conversations that we've always had with many other artists that who you have worked with. But what are you asking us to take away from Faces, the many faces of Lelo, if I may put it that way?
I think the one of the main things to take away is just the fact that we are moving forward. We are moving into a different time. And for our audiences to open up to what could become even in the next 10 years of jazz. And it's really a lecture in motion, if I may call it. It's a lecture in motion where we are consistently trying to show the world of so many layers that we have already, you know. And as an artist, I've come to a place where I want to show my honesty in the truth of what creativity or level of creativity that we have that has zero boundaries, and we are willing to do the most extreme stuff. On the album itself, when we were working on it, we were really trying to curate it in a space where it's really a sonic treat, from how we mix it, from how we record it, from how in one of the tracks I track drums, and then I play a second line of drums on top of what I've already played. And that is all sound design stuff. And because we want to give the experience of you just hearing certain things in a way that you've never heard it before. You know, if you close your eyes and listen to it, let it take you on a journey that's very different, almost like you are partaking in a movie, but now a sonic movie. And I think that is such an important thing that I've kept narrating even to one of my producers, Mpumi Dlamini, that I really want us to focus on how we can make people feel like something big just happened in their lives in every time they listen to the album. And we're not trying to make it complicated. We're not trying to make it so unrelatable, but we are trying to use all the elements that people would say, oh, I remember this. This is truly a vibe maybe in the 90s. Oh, I remember this. Oh, this is definitely an Afro vibe that we used to vibe in when we were younger. And it's all the nostalgic stuff linked with how it can be pushed into the future. So the biggest experience that I want to give to the audience is just allow the music to make you feel every single emotion, you know, and don't hold back. Allow it to make you sad. If it feels sad, allow it to make you feel happy. If it feels happy, but surrender to it, because that's all we're also trying to do, is really surrender to the compositions, which are the main ideas that were given to us. Some of these compositions come at night. Some of these compositions come as I'm about to step into the car. Some of them will just come as a melody that I was hearing from a bird outside. And it's quite interesting. There's actually an album that I want to work on soon that's called The Sounds That I Hear. So it's quite crazy. So I know there are like other things, because you started realizing how nature is giving to us.
I love the energy. And of course, that also makes us want more from you, you know, especially as we anticipate this brand new conversation. Of course, we look forward to hearing and seeing all of it. Thank you, you know, for joining us this Sunday and to reveal this new adventure that you are going on. Of course, we'll be right there with you and celebrating it as you go along. Of course, he is a drummer, composer, and the coolest cat. His name is Lila Mazibuko. And he was, of course, always on the KJazz Show.